the following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession, you are through, but you're coming back again. Oh my gosh. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, inflation, Social Security, estate planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have the most boring show ever devised by man lined up for you, but I know you'll stay tuned for the entire program because that's what you guys do. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
I love it.
And I do love it. And we are a firm, as the name implies, that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. And that's people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. Our goal for you is that we want your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision. So whatever that means to you, we want to help facilitate that. We want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. And in these times, it's hard to have financial peace of mind. I can say that. So we're going to talk about a lot of that as we go through the show today. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you can podcast this show, subscribe. I encourage you to. You can also avail yourself of our videos, our articles, all kinds of information on there. And also what you can do is you can subscribe to our market alert email. We send out a video once a week that gives you our outlook on what we see and what we think. And hopefully that can help you as well. So that's all available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com. So let me talk about what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first,
we have a big show for you tonight.
We do, Mr. Ed Sullivan. Now, if you know who Ed Sullivan is, you are old. Let me just tell you that right now. You are old, okay? Because I bet you there's a large swath of people that have never heard of Ed Sullivan. But anyway, we're going to talk about there's a plethora of big-time people that are talking about how bad they think things are going to get. I mean, you have Jamie Dimon, one of the biggest bankers in the world. He's talking about, he said, you gotta brace yourself. There's a financial hurricane coming. We've got Elon Musk, who's talking about that he has a super bad feeling about the economy. You've got Waldron, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, and he says he's never seen anything like this in his entire career. I mean, it's just piling up. And so we're going to talk about you gotta brace yourself. I agree with what Mr. Dimon said, and we're going to talk about that. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about, you know, is it better to play it safe in these times or to take risk or to risk it? Is it better to play it safe or risk it? And so we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to tell you a story to kind of illustrate which way we think you should go. I think you know, but just in case you didn't. We're going to have a little bit of a fun thought exercise, okay? So we'll have that for you. Also, every week, as we do, we will have our Social Security strategies for couples. This week is segment number 10. And again, if you want to help me out, send me your questions, and I will endeavor to answer those on the air. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and we'll look forward to help. If you help me, I can help you. See, so it works both ways. Now, also this week, want to talk about with you our foundational philosophy. Now, as a retirement planning firm, which is what we specialize in, we work with people who are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. So the areas of our knowledge and the things that we want to help people with are, of course, estate planning, insurance planning, Social Security planning, income taxes, you know, all those kind of things. And one of the things that we also do for our clients is we manage their money. And we have a foundational philosophy that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And if you're within 5 years of retirement, or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that decade, we think that is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And protecting your principal, we think, is extremely important. Now, that is not a view that is shared by most. Most say buy and hold is the answer. You just stay in and take a beating, and it doesn't matter about protecting your principal, because you know what? It'll all come back and everything will be fine. Well, I wrote a book, Buy, Hold, and Sell. It was an Amazon bestseller for a little bit. You can buy it. All the proceeds we get from it go to charity, so please help out. Go to Amazon and buy it. Buy, Hold, and Sell is what it's called. But in the book, I have myth number 5, which is you won't make any money if you sell and you just sit in cash. Well, we're going to talk about why that is a foolish idea, in my opinion. Okay, so we'll have that for you. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the gift taxes, okay? Because part of estate planning is making gifts to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And in the process, you may run afoul of the gift taxes and the IRS. Caught you napping there, Jack. They're waiting in the wings to tax you if you make gifts in an inappropriate, improper way. And so we're going to have frequently asked questions regarding gift taxes. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till. We have a show so full of information. I'm sure you can stay tuned for the entire program. I want to tell you something really quickly here. I'm still battling this thing with this grandson of mine, okay? Every time my daughter sends a text with pictures in it, my wife is in her car driving 3 hours to go visit her grandson. So therefore, guess what just happened? I'm a bachelor, and one of the things my wife does not want me to do, because she thinks it's not healthy for me, is to eat spaghetti. And I love spaghetti. So when she's gone, my revenge is I eat spaghetti the entire time she's gone. Every single day, baby, spaghetti. And then I sit there, I watch the tennis on television, the French Open, and I'm eating spaghetti. Yeah, and I know she listens to the show. So, Faye, I'm eating spaghetti while you're leaving me alone with that grandchild. Okay, never mind. So let's talk about what's going on. So first of all, you know, Jamie Dimon said that right now he sees a financial hurricane coming. And he said that you gotta brace yourself. Now, we've been saying this for weeks. So, Jamie, I'm glad to see you're finally coming on board with us. And then Elon Musk said, you know, he has a super bad feeling about the economy. So, Elon, welcome to what we've been saying for weeks as well. You know, these guys are smart, but they need to listen to my show. I mean, that would help them, I think. But anyway, so let's talk about why we view things not looking good, and we're going to reiterate that we see the possibility that the Dow could get to 25,000. And the reason why we say that is because if you look back on when what we call the government infusion bubble really got going, it's when the pandemic hit and the Federal Reserve and our federal government combined pumped $9 trillion into the economy. Well, what that did was it created massive amounts of money that people have, and they then started to spend that money. And when you have that much money chasing after fewer goods and services, guess what happens? You have inflation. And now what the Federal Reserve wants to do is want to suck all that money out of the economy to get it back down. To suck it back down, guess where the Dow was 2 years ago? It was 25,000. So that's why we think it's possible it could get there. So what could cause that? Well, the consumer is getting squeezed. Look at this. There's a statistic that I saw that just came out that was very interesting, and that is that consumer debt is rising at the highest rate since they've been recording this stuff. Now, why is that? Well, because the consumer is running out of all that stimulus money. They got used to that great spending lifestyle, and they don't have a job. Why? Because they don't want to go back to work because they got all that money in their hands. So what do? They start borrowing on their credit cards, and that's not a good sign. Not a good sign. The other thing is that for those people who have homes, they've seen the values of their homes skyrocket. Well, guess what skyrockets right up with property values? Property taxes. So all of a sudden, people are going to be hit with big property taxes, and they didn't do anything. The house value they're living in went up in value. They didn't do anything to make that happen. So all of a sudden, their property taxes are going to go up potentially by 20 or 30%. That's money that they could have spent on other things they don't have now. And then, I don't know if you've seen this, but $8 gas? Have you seen that? I mean, we said that we'd see $6 gas on this show. Boy, howdy, $8 gas? You think that's going to come down? There's no more refining capacity. The Saudis are talking about, you know, they're going to put more oil into the system. So what? There's not enough refining capacity to take that oil. It's symbolic. It's not going to affect the price of gas from analysts are saying. So we have a situation that looks dire.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, you know what? If you're not scared, then I think you're probably got your head in the sand. So my question to you is the same one I've been asking for many weeks. Are you still invested in this market? You know, our strategy is called invest and protect. We told our clients to get out of the market in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. We told our clients to get out in March of last year before the pandemic, the big drop down in the markets. Now, is our strategy perfect? No, it isn't. In 2015 and 18, it also called a bear market that didn't happen. But you know what? In our view, it is better safe than sorry. And I'm asking you, are you bracing yourself? What are you going to do if the Dow does go down to 25,000, which is another 15, 20% from here, and you lose that much money? Will you be able to retire? Go to our website, rpoa.com, and when you're there, you can attend our seminars. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. We want to help you to protect your retirement. You don't want to be stuck not being able to retire. You don't want to be stuck having to reduce the standard of living while you are retired. We want to help you. Our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, is it better to play it safe or to risk it? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we help people to get to retirement and we help people who are already retired. So if you're within 5 years of retirement or you're in that first 5 years of your retirement, you're in that decade, then this show is designed for you. Our company is designed to help you during that period because we believe that is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And there are many studies that talk about if you have big losses during that time, it's called sequential risk. When you experience losses is extremely important. And if you experience them early in your retirement, that is far more detrimental than if you experience them later in your retirement. And so as we talked about in the previous segment, you know, Jamie Dimon is talking about right now that, you know, there's a financial hurricane coming, and he said, you got to brace yourself. And so, you know, that's an important, we're going to talk about that now in terms of the hurricane idea. But before we do that, just so you know, our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can podcast this show. You can subscribe to our market alert video. We send it out weekly. You can also attend our seminars, visit with the retirement planner. We want to help you to achieve your financial goals. We want you to have a second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. So what does that mean to you? We want to help facilitate that, and we can't do it if you don't let us help you. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all of our resources. So, you know, this is an example that I have used for many, many years. I've been doing this radio show since 1995. So that's what, golly, that's almost 30 years now. Gee whiz. Oh, man. That makes me tired just thinking about how many shows that is. But no, I've loved almost every single one of them. There are some I look back and wish I'd done them differently, but you know, that's the way it goes. But anyway, I've been using this whole thing about the financial hurricane, that idea, that visual for many, many, many years. And Jamie Dimon, you know, just came out, and he's one of the most famous bankers in the world right now, and somebody that everybody respects and all that. But he said that there's a financial hurricane coming and you gotta brace yourself. So the segment I've entitled this show is it better to play it safe or to risk it? So I want you to imagine that, you know, you have a beautiful home that you've bought right on the beach, okay, in your favorite place. Let's say it's Florida. And so you're in Florida, and you got your beautiful beach house, and you're enjoying, and all of a sudden, the hurricane sirens go off, okay? And all the news is saying there's this massive hurricane coming our way. And so you have choices now, all right? So your first choice is you say, you know, I bet the waves during a hurricane are really something. I bet they're gnarly, you know? So I'm actually going to go get my surfboard, and I'm going to wait for that hurricane to come, and I am going to ride those waves because I bet they'll be 30 feet high. I mean, I bet you that'll be really fun, and I want to do that. So that's your first option. Your second option is you say, man, this hurricane sounds like it's going to be really bad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to board up my house. I'm going to get boards and just, you know, board it all up. I'm going to load the family up into the wagon, and we're going to drive 100 miles north and get a hotel room and wait this thing out. All right, so let's look at both scenarios. Let's go with the second one first. Let's say you do that. You board the house up. You go north. You're sitting in the hotel, and you're watching the news, and guess what? The hurricane doesn't even hit your beach. The hurricane turns around, peters out, and nothing happened. Dang it, I could have been in my beach house. I could have been enjoying myself. I could have been having fun on the beach. But no, I have to be cooped up in this hotel. And I expended money for gas. I drove. I paid money for this hotel room. And my return on investment, which is the enjoyment of my house on the beach, is like negative. I'm not enjoying it at all. In fact, it's all boarded up, and I got to go unboard it. So, man, that was stupid. I'm really a ridiculous person for having done that. All right, now let's listen. Okay, so now let's look at the other scenario where you decided to stay. And you did get your surfboard out, and you were out there waiting for those waves, and sure enough, the hurricane did hit, and it's Katrina. And now you're dead. You got flattened. The hurricane sucked you up and pulled you out to sea, and you're gone. So the question I would ask you is, which one of those two was the biggest mistake? Okay. And when we're making decisions for our clients, when we're looking at how to manage your money, we have a sign on our foreheads when we have our investment committee meetings. And we always ask ourselves, what is the biggest mistake here? Which one is the worst one? So granted, if you boarded up your house and you went north, you spent some money, you wasted time, you didn't get to enjoy your beach house, and if the hurricane doesn't hit, yep, that was a mistake, and it cost you a lot of money and time. Granted. But the alternative is you stick around, and guess what? You're flattened, and maybe even you're dead. So the equation between the two, in our view, there's no question. Now, our strategy is called Invest and Protect. And it's a strategy that basically is designed to sound the hurricane alarm for us. And when that alarm bell goes off, then what we do is we tell our clients to get out of all stocks, get out of all equities, and brace yourself, as Jamie Dimon said. Now, if we're wrong, we feel that that's okay. Yes, we missed out. Yes, we could have made more money. Yes, all that is true. But you know what? It's the cost of being safe. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is given what is going on right now, given what the future looks like, given the fact that there are all kinds of hurricane alarm bells going off or sirens going off, is it better to play it safe right now, or is it better to risk it and stay in this market? I would ask you that question. And if your answer is what I think it is, especially if you're over 50, if you're retired or retiring soon, then here's what you should do, in my opinion. You should go to our website. Our website is rpoa.com. That's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you can watch videos about our strategy of Invest and Protect, which, by the way, the alarm sirens went off for us in November of 2007 and told us to get out of all equities before the stock market crash of 08. The alarm siren also went off on March 10th of 2020, and that was literally the day before the pandemic was officially announced. So our siren is not always perfect, but you know what? It has done well for us, we believe, to help to anticipate a severe bear market. And so we think one is coming, and if we're not already in it, and we want to help you to avoid large losses if possible. So how much risk are you taking? Should you be in this market or not? Visit with us. We'll tell you all about it. Our website is rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, like I said, we'll schedule a time with you either virtually or in person, whichever you prefer. And we'll build your retirement plan with you. We'll look at your cash flow. We'll look at your income taxes. We'll look at inflation. We'll look at your future monies coming in. If you're retired, your 401k, if you're still working, Social Security decisions. We want to help you with all of those things, build a retirement plan for you, and we'll do it all at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's just fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So go to rpoa.com and avail yourself of all of the above. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies for couples. And this is segment number 10. Wow, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon.
Wow.
Yes. And in fact, if you are within 5 years of retirement or you are within the first 5 years of your retirement, then that's our sweet spot. That's where most of our clients sit. And we want to help you to get to that retirement point, and we want you to survive the first 5 years of your retirement at least. So if you're in that category, if you're within that decade, we consider that to be the single most important decade of your entire financial life. You've got so many decisions to make that if you do them incorrectly, they can have repercussions that could last for years, if not decades. And so we want to help you with all of that. Our website is rpoa.com, and that's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go there, we have videos, we have articles, you can podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe. You can also subscribe to our weekly market alert video that we send out. It's 5-8 minutes, give you our oversight of what we think. Also, you can attend our seminars. We have seminars on retirement planning in uncertain times, which I think right now that qualifies. We have all kinds of resources, all designed to help you to achieve your retirement, which we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We have two goals for our clients. We want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And right now, if you are in this market, I bet you don't have very much peace of mind. So talk with one of our people and understand whether we are in the market right now or not. Our strategy is invest and protect. It's the same one that said to get out in November of 07 before the 08 crash, March 10th before the big crash in the pandemic. We want to help protect your retirement. Okay, so go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show we talk about Social Security, and you guys help me out by giving me your questions, and I endeavor to answer your questions. So question number one is, our plan is to retire at 62, and I want to start my benefit when I'm at 62. My wife, Carol, is going to continue to work. And when we are both 66, she's going to apply for spousal benefits because she does not want to take her own until she's 70. So the question, will the spousal benefits she received be based on my retirement amount, even though I started benefits at age 62? Well, the answer is her spousal benefit when she's 66 will be based on her age when she applies, not yours. So she should get one half of your benefit. Okay, she'll need to make it clear when she's applying for spousal benefit that she's applying for spousal benefits only and does not want to start receiving her own benefits until she turns 70. You have to tell Social Security this. They don't assume it, all right? And if you don't tell them clearly, they'll do it wrong. So she can do this only if she turns 62 before 2015, okay? So that's your thing there. All right, second question. I'm 63. I receive $800 a month in Social Security disability. My husband is 53 and his expected full retirement age benefit is $2,100 a month. So what is the best way to file? Are there any options for us to consider due to my Social Security disability? The answer is, when you turn 66, your disability benefit will convert to a retirement benefit and the amount will remain the same. Okay, so when your husband files for his benefit at age, at his 66 or 70, you can go back and ask for a spousal benefit, okay? They will add the difference between your Social Security, which is $800, and one half of his, which you said would be, half of his would be $1,050. So the difference is $250, they will add that to your $800 and you'll get $1,050 a month. Okay, so now the thing about Social Security, if I didn't illustrate it in these two questions, is that it is very complex. Okay, and it's not something that you should do in a vacuum. You shouldn't try to make these decisions by yourself. You should, in my opinion, you should talk to somebody that is trained in this stuff. And unfortunately, Social Security a lot of times gives you the wrong answer. And I've had many, many people tell me that. In fact, Money Magazine once did a study and they went and asked Social Security questions and found out that 50% of the time the answer was wrong. So Social Security is not where you go to get your answer, unfortunately. You need to talk to somebody that's trained in that. Now, our retirement planners, we put them through training. We have them certify themselves once every year. We want our people to be up to snuff when it comes to helping you to make Social Security decisions, because it is in many cases the largest source of income you're going to have during your retirement, and we want to make sure that you don't leave any money on the table. Because you know, if you leave even $100 or $200 a month on the table over the course of your lifetime, that could be tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that you left behind, and you earned every penny that you deserve every penny. So you should get that, and we want to help you with that. So go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and we have a lot of information on there about maximizing Social Security. We have videos, articles, podcast. We also have the ability for you to meet with one of our retirement planners, and we want to build a retirement plan that looks at your entire financial picture, and we want to incorporate Social Security into that and make sure that we're all doing it on the same page. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, you can avail yourself of all of that. So the website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 5, which is you won't make any money if you sell and sit in cash. Oh no, not that. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. I like that, Jack. Thank you for that. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, and we currently work with over 6,000 wonderful, beautiful families. And our goal for you is to have your retirement be your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, not worry, and have peace of mind, and we want your money to last as long as you do. And if we can do that, then we feel like we've done a good thing. And if you are over 50, retired, retiring soon, this show is designed for you. And our firm is. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go there, you can subscribe to this show. You can podcast it. You can subscribe to our Market Alert video, which we send out weekly. It's 3 to 8 minutes usually, and we tell you what we think about what's going on. You can attend our seminars. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. Like I said, we want you to enjoy that second childhood without parental supervision. And as Tom Cruise once said, you know, help me to help you. You know, I can't help you if you don't let me. And so go to our website and click on something, right? RPOA.com is our website. Now, we have a set of what we call investment principles that we live by when it comes to making decisions for our clients with regard to managing their money. And one of our investment principles is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, while you are working, while you are have wages and you're putting money into your 401k and all of that, you're essentially on offense. You can be more aggressive because you got your wages to live on. You don't need your money at this time that's in your 401k or wherever you're saving it. And that money can grow over time. You can play through adversity and ups and downs in the markets. And we think, you know, that your risk profile is a lot higher, meaning you can take more risk. And protecting principal is not so important as it is. But once you get within 5 years of your retirement, or you are within the first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that decade is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, in our view. And during that time, we see the paradigm having changed. I would say it's that you're on offense when you're younger, and once you are going to retire or you are retired, you're on defense. You have to protect what you've got from bear markets, from inflation, from taxes, from your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs that want your money, from yourself. You may spend too much or whatever. So you got to, and your health may change. So there's all, you're on defense once you retire. You're not on offense anymore in our view.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I am, Duke, absolutely. And it's because I want your money to last as long as you do. And to do that, I think you have to think defensively. You can't be taking risks that are inappropriate for you, in my view. So our philosophy is that you don't just buy and hold, but you also should have a sell strategy. And we call it invest and protect. So yes, you should invest, but yes, you should also have times when you are protecting yourself. And in November of 2007, our strategy said to sell and get out and protect yourself. And that lasted for almost a year and a half till June of 2009. And in March of 2020, before the big drop in the market, our strategy said it was time to get out as well. So we want to protect against big, bad losses. Now, that is contrary to the buy and hold idea, which is, in my view, the vast majority, which is everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You know, the market always comes back and you're a long-term investor and all that other stuff. Well, that is not, in our view, that's a very dangerous way to think if you're in that decade that I was talking about. Now, in my book, Buy, Hold, and Sell, which was an Amazon bestseller and one that I would recommend that you buy because all the proceeds from that we get goes to charity, so we can help charities and you can learn as well. But in it, I have what I call buy, hold, miss. And number five is you don't sell ever. Never, 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 never sell, okay? Don't ever go into protection mode. Don't ever do that. Because if you sell, you know, when people say, when I sell, what do I do? Well, I say you put it in cash. You put it in a money market fund. And the objection to that is, well, but if you do that, you won't make any money if you're just sitting there in cash. And my answer to that is, so what? Why do I worry about that? But let's go back to Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin once said, a penny saved is a penny earned. So in 2008, from peak to trough, the stock market, the S&P, dropped 57%. In my view, if you avoided a 57% loss, you made 57% relatively speaking. So yeah, in 2008, there was no money to be made in cash. But I would prefer to make zero sitting in cash than lose 57% of my money. Call me crazy, call me stupid, I know. And you know what? That's me. So protecting principal, in our view, is more important than being risky and going just for the growth side. And like I said, we want to grow money. There's no question about that. But protection of principal, in our view, is more important than that. And the thing about it also is that if you look at bear markets, if you look at history, and of course, history does not guarantee the future. It never does. The future will always be different than the past. But if you look at major bear markets like Y2K, 2008, the Great Depression, the 70s, the 80s, you know, every decade has had its version of some bear market. The rebound after the bear market is over tends to be the sweet spot. That's when you see the biggest gains. And so in our view, if you can help to mitigate that downside when the big down comes, then there's so much opportunity on the upside on the other side that if you go for a year where you don't make much money or you make zero as we did in 2008, that's okay, because we believe that you will make up for it once you go back in and you participate in the wave that now starts after the bear market's over.
Fascinating.
And Mr. Spock, very logical, I think. So our view is, don't worry about what cash is making. And by the way, with the Fed raising interest rates, cash is going to be okay, we think, as well. So that whole notion is going to go away by itself in our view. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you're looking at your retirement accounts, your 401ks and your IRAs and all your investments, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? Could I lose all this? I want to retire. I'm retired already. If you're feeling very uncomfortable, come visit with us. We want to give you that peace of mind. So our website is rpoa.com. You can attend seminars. You can watch videos, podcast, listen to podcasts, read articles. We got all kinds of information. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. We would love to help you if we can. And we'll do it all for you at no charge or obligation. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, which is on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, indeedy. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff, and especially given what's going on out in the world. Oh my gosh. But we're not going to talk about that in this segment. There are four other segments of the show you can listen to get all of that. In this segment, we talk about passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is estate planning. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about us in case you don't know. Our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we currently serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. If you go to our website, rpoa.com, you can watch videos, you can attend seminars, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, you can podcast this show, you can subscribe to our Market Alert video. I mean, we have so much content, so much stuff for you that we want to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision. And that's your retirement. We want you to have peace of mind, and we want your money to last as long as you do. And if we can do all of that, we think we've done a good thing. And so avail yourself of all of that on our website, rpoa.com. And as I said, this is the segment where we talk about estate planning. Now, one of the major components, or I guess strategies that we use when it comes to estate planning is using the gift rules and gifting away stuff, okay? And the reason why you gift away stuff is because upon your death, the estate tax is based on what you still have. So the more you give away, the less you have when you die, and then the lesser the tax will be. Okay, so that's kind of the strategic 30,000-foot level. This week, I want to talk with you about the frequently asked questions regarding gift taxes. Okay, so but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're talking about frequently asked questions regarding gift taxes. So first question that I've heard is, well, who pays the gift tax? Okay, so let me back up. The gift tax is levied when you make a gift. All right, now what is a gift? A gift is anything over $13,000 or $15,000. So if you give somebody over $15,000 in a year, then that is considered to be a taxable gift. And when you do that, then there are taxes that come due. You have to file a gift tax return. So who pays the gift tax? Well, the answer is the donor pays the gift tax. Meaning,
that ought to keep the little squirts happy.
It should, yeah. I mean, not only do they get the gift, but they don't have to pay taxes on it. My goodness, how great is that? So the recipient of the gift does not pay the tax on the gift. The person making the gift pays the tax. And in most cases, that would be you, the person listening to this show, if I'm not mistaken, right? Okay, so that's the first thing. The gift tax is paid by the person making the gift, not the one that receives it. And by the way, it's a gift tax. It's not an income tax. There's no income taxes on a gift. All right, so now let's say that you make a gift to somebody of something valuable, let's say land or a home or a stock or something, right? And this has a built-in gain. You bought it for $10, it's now worth $100, and you give it to somebody, your son or daughter, and now they sell it. Well, what happens then? Well, if they sell the property that has been given to them, then they inherit your basis, okay? So if somebody gives you something, if they gift you a piece of land, this is use that as an example, and there's a $100,000 gain in that land, they bought it for $100,000, it's now worth $200,000, and they give it to you. You inherit their $100,000 basis, which means that if you sell it, you now owe taxes on that $100,000 gain, okay? So on a gift, you inherit the person who gave it to you, you inherit their basis. Now, if you leave something as an inheritance, that same piece of land that you bought for $100,000, it's now worth $200,000, and now you hold on to it, and upon your death, you leave it as an inheritance, and they inherit it from you, they get what's called a step up in basis, which means that the value that they now pay tax on is the difference between the value they inherited it at and what they sold it for. So in the example I've given, this land that you bought for $100, it's now worth $200. You died, they inherited it at $200, and they now sell it at $200. They pay no tax on that because the inheritance amount was $200 and the sale amount was $200. So if you make a gift, they inherit your basis. If you die and they inherit it from you, then they get a step up in basis. So that creates some planning discussions. Do you want to make a gift or not? Do you want to retain this property or whatever this thing is and leave it to them as an inheritance instead? There are all kinds of considerations in that. So don't just go giving stuff to people. Talk to a professional first before you do that and make sure you do it in the proper manner. Now, I'll make you an offer. There's somebody, and this is all a self-serving conversation because all you have to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll talk with you about your estate planning. We'll help you to make Social Security decisions. We'll help you to review your entire insurance program, your 401k, your retirement plan. We build for you what's called the Retirement Cash Flow Plan. We call it an RCFP. In the RCFP, we want to take into account taxes, inflation, your future cost of living. We want to build that whole thing out for you. And we're going to do it all for you at no charge or obligation. And it'll give you a picture of where you are and where you will be. It's all projections, but we'll do that with you. And at the end of that, if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay? Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, no, it's not, Dorothy, because it is true. So take advantage of that, ladies and gentlemen. Our website is rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. I can't believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.